Hello, my name's Ian Chalmers. I'm one of the people involved in creating Testing Treatments Interactive. Let me try and explain, first of all, why we're doing this and why we think you may be interested in it. I'm a doctor, I'm a medical doctor, and fairly soon after I left medical school, I found out to my distress that some of the things I'd been taught to do at medical school were actually resulting in the suffering of my patients. Now, this was an extremely distressing realization, but it made me ask questions about the quality of the evidence upon which doctors try their best to help patients who come to them with health problems. It's very important that patients themselves become aware of the kind of questions it's important to ask to see whether they've been given and being offered a treatment which has been shown to be more likely to do good than harm. But if they're to do this, they need some background knowledge which most people don't have. What I and other people started to do about 20 or 25 years ago was to produce information to try and help people understand the kind of things which one has to take into account in working out whether a treatment is more likely to do good than harm. So we gave talks and we wrote articles and we actually wrote a couple of books for the public. These books are called Testing Treatments. There was a first edition published in 2006 and a second edition published in 2011. And the feedback we've had on the books suggests that they're appreciated. We've tried to make the language in them as simple as possible by sending the drafts of the text to lots of people who aren't specialists in health research, who pointed out how we could make the language simpler and avoid jargon. But we thought people need more than just a book. Not everyone likes reading books. So what Testing Treatments Interactive is about is not only to provide the text of the book for free download if you want to do that, or you can buy it if you want to spend the money on it, but also to actually link the text and the ideas in the book to other material, like videos or games or cartoons, things that will illustrate the principles in the book, and what you can do to try and ensure that research serves the needs of patients more effectively than it currently does. We hope you enjoy using the site. And of course, we'd be very grateful for your suggestions as to how the site can be improved. We're embarking on something which hasn't been done before, as far as we know, and so your help in making it better would be much appreciated.